Most people imagine password cracking as someone sitting at a keyboard typing guesses one at a time. The reality is nothing like that. Modern password cracking is automated, GPU accelerated, and fast enough to try billions of combinations per second against stolen password databases. To understand why this matters, here's what happens behind the scenes when you create an account. Reputable services don't store your password in plain text. They run it through a mathematical function called a hash, which produces a fixed-length string of characters. The server stores that hash, not your actual password. When you log in, the system hashes what you type and compares it to the stored hash. Hashing is one way. You can't reverse engineer your password from the hash. But you can generate hashes for millions of guesses and compare them to a stolen hash until you find a match. That's what cracking is. There are five main attack techniques. Credential stuffing, which is the most common. Attackers take username and password pairs leaked from one breach and try them on other services. If you use the same email and password for LinkedIn and your work Okta login, a LinkedIn breach just became a breach of your company's systems. Stolen credentials were the initial access vector in 53% of all 2025 breaches. Dictionary attacks, which run through lists of common passwords, words, and phrases. If your password is a recognizable word or common phrase, it falls in seconds. Hybrid attacks, which take dictionary words and try predictable mutations, like capitalizing the first letter or appending 123 exclamation mark. This is why P at SSW0 wrote 123 exclamation mark isn't clever. It's the first thing a hybrid attack tries. Brute force, which tries every possible combination. The 2025 Hive Systems Password Table, the industry's widely referenced cracking benchmark, shows that a system running 12 consumer graphics cards can crack an 8-character lowercase password in 3 weeks. With AI-grade hardware, cracking speeds have surged by over 1.8% compared to consumer machines. And phishing, which skips cracking entirely. Why crack a password when you can just ask for it? Two conclusions fall out of this. First, length beats complexity. An 8-character password with uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and symbols might take years to brute force. A 16-character passphrase using only lowercase letters could take millions of years. Every additional character exponentially increases the time required. Second, uniqueness is non-negotiable. The strongest password in the world is worthless if you use it on two services and one of them gets breached. Over 12 billion credential pairs have been exposed in data breaches cataloged by the Havaibeen Pwn service. That's not 12 billion attempts. That's 12 billion actual username and password combinations floating around the internet. If you reuse passwords, nothing else in this module matters. The only practical defense is a password manager. It generates random, unique passwords for every account, stores them in an encrypted vault, and autofills them based on the actual URL you visit. That URL matching is a built-in phishing detector. If you land on a fake login page, the manager doesn't recognize the domain and won't offer to fill in your credentials. What if the password manager itself gets hacked? It happens, and when it did to LastPass in 2022, users with strong master passwords remain protected because the vault data was encrypted. The alternative, reusing weak passwords across dozens of services, is demonstrably worse. A password manager centralizes risk, but dramatically reduces the attack surface. Even with a strong, unique password, one factor of authentication isn't enough. Multi-factor authentication adds a second verification step that makes stolen passwords far less useful. Microsoft's data shows MFA blocks 99.9% of automated credential attacks. That single statistic makes MFA one of the highest impact security controls available. But not all MFA is created equal. Ranked from weakest to strongest, SMS codes are vulnerable to SIM swapping and being intercepted. Authenticator apps, like Google Authenticator or Authy, generate codes on your device and are a solid upgrade. Push notifications are convenient but vulnerable to fatigue attacks unless you enable number matching. Hardware security keys, like YubiKey, use cryptographic protocols bound to the legitimate site's domain, which makes them phishing resistant. And passkeys are the newest and strongest, built on WebAuthn. Passkeys replace passwords entirely with cryptographic key pairs stored on your device, unlocked by biometric. Apple, Google, and Microsoft all support them. One attack worth knowing by name, MFA fatigue, also called prompt bombing. The attacker already has your password. They try to log in. Your phone gets a push notification. You deny it. They try again, and again, and again, sometimes at 1 a.m. The goal is to send so many notifications that you eventually approve one just to make them stop. This technique was used in the Uber and Cisco breaches. Never approve an MFA prompt you didn't initiate. If you receive unexpected MFA notifications, deny them and report to IT immediately. Those notifications mean someone already has your password. Forget the old advice about changing your password every 90 days. NIST updated their guidelines and now explicitly recommends against mandatory rotation because it leads to predictable patterns like winter 2025 becoming spring 2025. The rules that actually matter. Unique password per account, 16 characters or longer, no personal information, MFA everywhere, and never share your password with anyone. Ever.